You will hear part of a radio interview with a woman called Alice Barker, who has a rare condition called synesthesia. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer, A, B or C. You now have 1 minute to look at part four.
My guest today is Alice Barker, who has a very unusual ability. Alice, thank you for coming into the studio. What kind of unusual ability are we talking about here?
Well, it's quite easy to describe. Basically, when I read a word or even think of a particular word, such as Tuesday, I see a colour connected with it. It's not that I imagine a colour, I really see it floating in front of my eyes. People think it sounds really weird, but it feels perfectly normal to me.
How interesting. Is it a sort of medical condition?
Yes, and just recently doctors have begun to understand it more. They call it synesthesia, and it means that somewhere in my brain there are links between sections that should really be separate. Synesthesia affects different people in different ways. Some people experience tastes or smells when they hear a word, for example. Apparently, it's generally passed on from parents to their children, which is the case with me. That means if I have kids, I could pass it on to them.
And do you have brothers or sisters with the same ability?
Yes, my brother is the same as me. If we start talking about it, people think we're completely crazy. In a funny way, of course. When we were younger, we used to have arguments about things like what colour the word Friday was. It turns out that everyone with this condition sees different colours for different things. I haven't met anyone else with synesthesia yet, but I think we'll have some fascinating conversations if I ever do.
It sounds as though it could make life quite exhausting.
I suppose it does. But, you see, if you've never known anything different, you don't think of it like that. It does make you aware of your moods, though. I know if I'm starting to feel depressed because things begin to look grey. That's pretty useful, actually, as it means I can do something to cheer myself up before I feel too bad.
Are there any other advantages to having synesthesia, do you find?
Well, it seems that quite a lot of artists and musicians have this condition. So I guess it can be beneficial if it's combined with some sort of gift or natural talent, which is not the case with me, unfortunately. But I do find it makes reading very interesting, because sometimes a sentence has a very nice range of colours, so you want to read it again just to experience that. Of course, this makes me quite a slow reader.
When you're listening to someone, do you also see colours connected to that person's words?
Yes, and that can be pretty distracting. Sometimes I hardly listen to what the other person is saying because I'm concentrating on the colours I can see. But on the whole, having this condition is not at all unpleasant. At least now I understand it. I think other people have more difficulty trying to get their heads round it than I do experiencing it.
Did you used to think it could be a dangerous condition?
When I was a child, yes, but that was because doctors used to think it was a sign of approaching mental illness. So the first doctor I saw, when I was about 10, told my parents I would probably grow up to be insane.
Oh.
At the time, there was no name for what we experienced. Now research has shown that synesthesia is not that uncommon, and it may affect 1 in 25,000 people. It's interesting that for some people, smells, tastes, or even sounds can have colours.
Now you will hear part four again.
My guest today is Alice Barker, who has a very unusual ability. Alice, thank you for coming into the studio. What kind of unusual ability are we talking about here?
Well, it's quite easy to describe. Basically, when I read a word or even think of a particular word, such as Tuesday, I see a colour connected with it. It's not that I imagine a colour, I really see it floating in front of my eyes. People think it sounds really weird, but it feels perfectly normal to me.
How interesting. Is it a sort of medical condition?
Yes, and just recently doctors have begun to understand it more. They call it synesthesia, and it means that somewhere in my brain there are links between sections that should really be separate. Synesthesia affects different people in different ways. Some people experience tastes or smells when they hear a word, for example. Apparently, it's generally passed on from parents to their children, which is the case with me. That means if I have kids, I could pass it on to them.
And do you have brothers or sisters with the same ability?
Yes, my brother is the same as me. If we start talking about it, people think we're completely crazy. In a funny way, of course. When we were younger, we used to have arguments about things like what colour the word Friday was. It turns out that everyone with this condition sees different colours for different things. I haven't met anyone else with synesthesia yet, but I think we'll have some fascinating conversations if I ever do.
It sounds as though it could make life quite exhausting.
I suppose it does. But, you see, if you've never known anything different, you don't think of it like that. It does make you aware of your moods, though. I know if I'm starting to feel depressed because things begin to look grey. That's pretty useful, actually, as it means I can do something to cheer myself up before I feel too bad.
Are there any other advantages to having synesthesia, do you find?
Well, it seems that quite a lot of artists and musicians have this condition, so I guess it can be beneficial if it's combined with some sort of gift or natural talent, which is not the case with me, unfortunately. But I do find it makes reading very interesting, because sometimes a sentence has a very nice range of colours, so you want to read it again just to experience that. Of course, this makes me quite a slow reader.
When you're listening to someone, do you also see colours connected to that person's words?
Yes, and that can be pretty distracting. Sometimes I hardly listen to what the other person is saying because I'm concentrating on the colours I can see. But on the whole, having this condition is not at all unpleasant. At least now I understand it. I think other people have more difficulty trying to get their heads round it than I do experiencing it.
Did you used to think it could be a dangerous condition?
When I was a child, yes, but that was because doctors used to think it was a sign of approaching mental illness. So the first doctor I saw, when I was about 10, told my parents I would probably grow up to be insane.
Oh.
At the time, there was no name for what we experienced. Now research has shown that synesthesia is not that uncommon, and it may affect 1 in 25,000 people. It's interesting that for some people, smells, tastes, or even sounds can have colours.
That is the end of part 4.